Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I want to welcome you to episode 450. And today we launch into a brand new meditation series. So if you were with me the last week, you may have found it a pretty intense meditation series. The series was all about feeling like you're enough and feeling as though you're worth it. And many people reached out to me to let me know that this was one of the most difficult meditation series for them. They found it really hard to repeat the affirmation, I am enough, and to feel their authenticity in their lives. And so I thought that what we would do this week is we would launch into a series that will allow you to feel as though you are worth it and that you are enough. And many times when you're feeling as though you're not quite enough, that you're not worth it, it's because you are not fulfilling a lot of your goals. Because you could feel like you're not worth it or that it's way out of your reach. And so we're going to be doing a meditation series that was also inspired by an article in this week's Mindful magazine. And it's all about addicted to doing. So I know from many people that I coach, they get a lot of little things done, but not the big things in their lives. And some people feel as though they're just running around all day, starting projects, exploring this, exploring that, but they actually look back over their day and realize that they didn't get done what they set out to do. And there's a reason for this, and this can really drag down your self-confidence and how you feel about yourself. And so this is a nice way to transition from last week's meditation series into a brand new series that will help you stop becoming addicted to doing, to really focus on what is fulfilling to you in your life, and to spend more time doing that so that you can feel better about yourself and you can feel as though you are worth it, because you start to notice yourself getting results as you accomplish each day's goals. So get ready for a meditation series to help you break those addictions of busyness that don't lead to anything productive. So now go ahead and get ready in your meditation space, wherever you happen to be. Sit up straight and let's begin to relax the different parts of your body. And I'll be sharing with you today a couple visualization techniques that are going to help you break the cycle of being busy doing things that don't mean much to you. But first you need to know and become aware of yourself doing this. So we're going to do two different visualizations. And the visualization process will take about 10 minutes total. And so enjoy this time. Start to relax the areas where you're holding tension. Relax your feet and your legs, your calves, your knee joints, your thighs, your hips, and your stomach. Relax your chest and your back and your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Let them lay loosely on your lap. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your jaw and your face. Close your eyes gently and keep them uplifted. So look up ever so slightly, not in a forced way, simply in a gentle way. This keeps your aspirations high. Very nice. How do you feel? Kind of scan your body, shift your body around, release any additional tension, and notice your breath and honor how you're feeling right now. Your breath is going to let you know what kind of state you're in. So notice yourself inhale and exhale. And I'm going to share with you a little bit from the article by Rasmus Hogard and Jacqueline Carter from this month's September edition of Mindful Magazine. Actually, it's the October 2015 Mindful Magazine edition. And I want you to think about a recent time that you've experienced and notice yourself as you were busy focusing on getting something done and being distracted by other things that weren't really related to what you truly wanted to get done. So you could visualize a recent day you've had, or you could even visualize today and notice what you really want to get done today. Maybe you had 4 goals. Maybe it was to work out, to meditate, to eat well, and to finish or start some project or to make some progress on a project. And then observe what you may have done instead. Maybe you went on social media and started posting or connecting with people thinking, oh, well, you know, this is really important too because I'm connecting or I'm doing this or that. Or maybe you ended up going shopping or maybe you ran into someone and you ended up really talking a lot. And when you came to the end of your day, you looked at your to-do list, those important goals that you had there. Did you get them done? Were you really making excuses for yourself by doing other things that weren't nearly as important to you, even though those things may have been important? What you really set out to do were these 4 things on your list. And notice how that makes you feel in your body. Notice your breath. Notice your state. Notice where you may be holding tension. I'm sure you have had days like this, maybe many days. Well, there's a reason why this happens often, more and more these days. It's an example of action addiction. And this, according to Rasmus Hogard and Jacqueline Carter, this is a deep-rooted human condition caused by imbalances in the chemicals of your brain. The hormone dopamine is the key player. And dopamine is a highly addictive, naturally produced reward drug. And when it's released in the brain, it gives you a sense of short-term enjoyment and relaxation and gratification. And it's one of the main reasons behind being constantly busy. So think about this as you go about your day. Are you addicted to busyness? Does it give you a rush or a sense of accomplishment? And notice how you feel when you become sidetracked from your true goals and start doing things that don't matter nearly as much. So right now, as you're seated, reflecting on very important goals you have, something you may have been putting off or may have been trying to accomplish, I want you to really bring that to mind right now. Notice how important this goal is to you. Maybe it's a personal goal for a relationship, a better relationship with a spouse or parents or children. Or maybe it's a goal you have to accomplish something that will move you forward in your career. Maybe it's a health goal, to lose weight or to eat healthier or to exercise more or meditate more. As you think of this goal, keeping your thoughts lifted up, your eyes gently lifted, your spine straight, relaxing the tension in your body, visualize yourself starting your day, moving forward to accomplishing this goal. Watch yourself as you move through the day, as you start your day, as you get out of bed, what you will do to help you accomplish this goal. What will you eat so that you have the energy and the focus to perform your best? What will you drink? What will you listen to? Who will you spend time with? And who will you avoid? What distractions are likely to pop up? And what can you do to avoid those distractions? Visualize yourself clearly confronting these issues that are going to impact your life. Because when you are distracted from goals, the most important things in your life, you begin to feel you're not worth it. When you start to focus on your goals and not be distracted by them, you can easily repeat, "I am enough and I am worth it." So this is about more than accomplishing goals. This is about how you feel about yourself at your core. So continue visualizing yourself moving throughout your day, working on a project or goal that's very important to you, and becoming aware of what might distract you from it, or what will help you support achieving it. You can find the links to the research I'm referring to and the different meditation techniques in this week's series. Every single day you'll explore a different technique to help you become less addicted to busyness. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.